Duffy Brown is in the studio with me tonight. She has close to 20 best-selling books to her credit. She lives right here in Milford, Ohio. Tonight we're going to talk about the final book in her consignment shop mystery series. It is titled Pearls and Poison.
Yes.
Duffy, welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's delightful being here.
There are a host of colorful characters in this book. So we have Pillsbury, Money Honey, Hollis the Horrible, Chantilly.
Yes.
But the central character around which a lot of the action swirls is named Reagan.
Yes.
And she owns a consignment shop in Savannah, Georgia. So she's very close to her mother, Gloria, and her aunt, Kiki.
Yes.
So what's happening in their lives in Pearls and Poison? To begin with, what's Gloria doing in her life?
Gloria is a judge, and they call her Guillotine Gloria, and there's a reason for that, because either you love her or you hate her, and if you're one of the bad guys, you hate her because she's going to send it up hard for you. And right now, she is running for alderman or what's town council, city council in Savannah, so she's running for office, and the gentleman that she's running against, well, he's not really a gentleman, but the guy she's running against winds up dead, so of course, she's the obvious suspect in the murder. And then Reagan, who is amateur sleuth. She gets sucked into solving mysteries because they are people that she likes, people that she does business with, or family members this time because it's her mother. And so she has to set out to try and prove her mother innocent. And it's all about an election. And, you know, one way to win an election is to kill off your opponent unless you wind up in jail for the murder. So that's kind of what the book is all about.
And what's Aunt Kiki's role in this?
Oh, Aunt Kiki is the auntie we all want to have in our lives. She is the fun sidekick, the one who, you know, jumps first and thinks about it later. She is a dance instructor in the South, because in the South, their cotillions are very big. The proms are very big. Everyone has to know how to dance. And so she is the dance instructor. So she gets to find out all the dirt about who's doing what to whom. And also, she is just fun. If there is some kind of trouble to get into, Aunt Kiki is going to be there right in the middle of everything. So Reagan has a lot of time trying to save her as well as find the murderers. And she's just a lot of fun. She's a fun gal. She used to be a roadie for Cher back in her days when she was in college, and she never quite got off the tour bus. That's kind of how you have to think about Aunt Kiki.
Yes, she's a delightful character. And of course, no mystery would be complete without some romance.
Oh,
so
yes.
Who is Walker Boone?
Oh, Walker Boone is the mystery man. In fact, I'm working on his story right now. It's going to be like a short novella, and it's only going to be offered like online. It's still with Penguin. But it's from his point of view, because we don't really know his background that well. He's our mystery man, and he doesn't know about his family. He really doesn't. He was raised by his grandmother. So in this book that I've got coming up, this novella, we find out more about him. But right now, he's an attorney, and he started out being part of the gang. He was part of the 17th Street gang in Savannah. And the judge, who happened to be Judge Gloria Summerside at that time, said, "I'm so tired of seeing you in front of me. Either you're going to go to law school or you're going to go to prison." So she gave him the chance. And of course, he went to law school. And now he is an attorney. And he kind of has a foot in both camps. You know, he's liked by the police, of course. And then he's also liked by the gang members, by the people who are, you know, like the lowlife of Savannah. So he kind of has a foot in both camps. And it makes him an interesting character. But nobody really knows who he's all about. And right now, I'm not so sure I know all about him either. As the book goes on, I discover who he's all about. But he's a fun guy. And he's nice to look at. Good eye candy. Good eye candy.
And what does Reagan think of him?
The trouble with Reagan, when she first started out, he was the attorney who represented her husband in their divorce case. And so he was the attorney who took her to the cleaners in the divorce case. So it starts off the beginning of the book, and Aisha Fahn, which is the first book, that she hates his guts because she lost everything. But really, to her credit or to her discredit, she signed a prenup, and that's why she came out of the divorce with nothing at all. And the only thing she got out of this divorce was an old, dilapidated, run-down Victorian house. And the reason she opens the consignment shop is to make money to try and support this house that she dearly loves. And that's how the whole thing starts off. But as time goes on, she and Walker Boone, Reagan Walker Boone, their paths keep crossing because he is an attorney and she is an amateur sleuth. So their paths cross from time to time. And she's getting a little bit warmer and a little bit warmer. But, you know, he gets accused of a crime and she helps him get out of the crime. So, you know, things do progress along.
So, you know, it's always interesting to know what a writer does in terms of research, in terms of a book. And you actually have some real life experience at what Reagan does, don't you?
I do. I love Savannah, Georgia. My daughter went to Savannah College of Art and Design, and so I would go down to visit her, and I fell in love with the city. Everybody should go to Savannah because it's just truly the Old South. It's small enough that when you park your car, then you can walk the city. And in my case, I eat my way across the city. I mean, the food is just phenomenal. So I really probably know Savannah as well as I do Cincinnati. I have a map of the city on my wall so that when I have people walking through Savannah, when the characters walk through Savannah, I tell what streets they are on. I tell what restaurants they go to, what they order in the restaurants. There's like 23 parks or what they call squares in Savannah. So I talk about the squares and I talk the talk when I'm doing the book. So it makes you really feel like you're there because I do love Savannah. I've got to do it right.
I also have a place that I love, maybe as much as you love Savannah, and it's up north in Michigan. And your next series coming out is called the Psychopath series. And where is it set and what's it going to be about?
It is on Mackinac Island, and another place that I dearly love. About a year ago, my daughter and I went up to Mackinac Island for the Lilac Festival. And Mackinac is wonderful in that there's no cars. And it's so quiet. You don't realize how much noise is generated by traffic. And to hear a place that doesn't have the traffic and all you hear the clip-clop of the horses. And so we took our bikes and we went over for the Lilac Festival. We were there for a week and it is wonderful. It is a great place to visit. Everybody should go from Cincinnati because it's like a 9-hour drive, 9 hours, and you're right there. You take park your car, take the ferry, and over you go. It's beautiful and it's quiet and it's very quaint. They've kept it like Godmother and apple pie is the way I think of Mackinac Island. It's just they have festivals. They have wonderful food. Everybody is so kind and I love the horses. So it's called the Psychopath Mystery Series because it's a bicycle shop. And so she takes up owning the bicycle shop to try and help a gentleman who's having difficulty and running the shop. And so she takes it over. Her name is Evie and she's from Chicago. And so it's Psychopath as in psychopath. It's kind of a play on words. And that's how I came up with it. But the bicycles are big on Mackinac.
Oh, yes.
As is fudge.
What's the best thing as a writer about writing a series?
The best thing about writing in general is getting to meet your readers. I have met so many wonderful people. People have turned into be wonderful friends, and I know them all over the United States. So when I go different places, there's always a readers there. We talk. We get together for lunch. I've taken them to lunch. They've taken me to lunch, stayed at their houses. The readers are by far the best part of writing because they're wonderful friends. They're not just readers. You know, we talk about books. We talk about mystery. We talk about publishing in general. I have met wonderful people. That is by far the best part of writing.
Well, and you, I know, have been involved with an event. It's a charitable event. It's called the Reader and Author Get Together. It's
yes.
An annual event. Tell us about that, if you would, please.
The Reader-Writer Get-Together, we've been doing this for like 10 years now, and it's an event that brings readers and writers together. We have 100 authors who are there and the 400 readers, and we have fun together, time to take photos, get autographs, we play games, and we raffle off baskets. And the best part about the baskets, that the authors donate the baskets, is that all the money that we make from the raffling off of the baskets, we give to local charities. And we have given it to the YWCA, at times the AAF, which is the Animal Adoption Foundation. And at present, our charity of choice is One Way Farm that helps children abuse and abandon children. And I think this is going to be forever our charity of choice because they do so much good with all the money that they get. They make every dollar count and they do so much for these kids who have had a really tough life.
Well, Duffy, it's delightful to talk with you tonight. And thanks for all the ways you've taken your writing career, sharing it with us.
It's a lot of fun. I encourage anybody that wants to write mysteries or romance or whatever you decide, sit down behind the computer and start writing. It's so much fun. You meet the best people ever.
Thanks so much for being here this evening.
Thank you for having me. It's been delightful.
I've been talking with Duffy Brown. She's the author of the Consignment Shop Mysteries, which include Ice Chiffon, Killer in Crinolines, and the final book, which we discussed tonight, Pearls and Poison. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.